This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Biggie, let's hit him big time.
Let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 60.
Happy Monday, H-Town. What's popping? This is In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610. You got John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, on what I have decided to term a pre-action Monday.
Let me know
if you like that or if you don't. It's fine, because Cam on the YouTube, as the YouTube and the Twitch are available, mind you, Cam on the YouTube was like, reaction Mondays are always weird whenever the Texans play on a Thursday or a Monday. Mm-hmm. And yes, today is indeed a game day Monday, as your Texans are up in the DFW in Arlington to face off against the woeful Dallas Cowboys on Monday Night Football. And I just want to know, what's the excitement level just to start with that? Again, let us know on the Twitch and the YouTube. Twitch is Sports Radio 6, or sorry, YouTube is Sports Radio 610, Twitch is 610 Houston. But also, thanks to 5-Hour Energy, the official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football superfans, we have the 5-Hour Energy fan line, which goes all day long. 713-572-4610 is the number to text. What is your excitement level, Lopez, for this one against the Cowboys on Monday night?
Nobody lie to yourself, okay?
Whoa, that's some different energy to start with.
Okay, man. Figgy, don't lie to yourself. Reggie, don't lie to yourself. Listeners, don't lie to yourself. A lot of listeners in their vehicles right now driving to Dallas. Don't lie to yourself.
Ooh, drive safe out there.
Yeah.
That's a straight shot all the way up 45.
Getting windy too, man. It's really windy. That's neither here nor there. That's the fisherman and me talking. But anyway, don't kid yourself. You're excited. You are very, very excited. It's Cowboys and Texans, only done it 6 times in the regular season. This is the 7th. Cowboys have a 4-2 lead on that, but they've all been pretty darn good games.
And the Texans have won the 2 primetime games.
Yes, they have.
In that.
Absolutely, they have. You're excited. I'm excited. We have our expectations. You know, we will be incredibly disappointed if it doesn't work out the Texans' way. But this is Dallas, man. Let's not kid ourselves. You know, I know the Cowboys are not good. And we'll get into that in a little bit.
Wait, what?
They're not good.
You're telling me. You're telling me. Thank you.
Breaking news. The Cowboys are not good in 2024.
Cowboys are not
good. Per John Lopez.
Cowboys are not good. But it's Dallas. It's relatives. It's family. It's friends. It's
It's bragging rights.
It's really co-workers, ain't it?
It's co-workers.
Bragging rights.
Oh, we got them. They are among us.
Yeah, bragging rights.
We talking to you, Eric, with a K.
Yeah, exactly.
We see you.
Yeah, this is bragging rights right before Thanksgiving.
This is exciting. It really is.
Absolutely.
It really is.
And what's funny is, like, I think less of the juice is about the Cowboys themselves. Cowboys fans obviously factor into this. I think the primetime nature of it factors in as well. Like, I would like to have a good showing, right? I would like for the Texans to be able to display their wares on a national stage. And, I mean, to be fair, right, they did come close with the Lions, but because of the nature of the way that game went, it still left a bad taste in our mouth. I'm really frustrated. I'm still frustrated about that game.
I need
to get over We're into the next game. But I'm still frustrated with that because you were hooping in the first half.
And I got a bunch of text messages like, man, the Texans balling out there. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, we are.
Dropped the we on their ass.
Yeah, I said, hell yeah, we are.
He got in that bag.
Yeah.
He got in that bag right quick. Yeah, but because of the second half, and like the second half struggles became a national conversation, and what was supposed to be an opportunity to celebrate, hey, look, the Texans are a very good football team, again came to another instance where we had to talk about the issues and the pass protection and this and that and Bobby Slowick. And it really wasn't an opportunity for the Texans to be celebrated on a national stage. Mm-hmm. This feels like that. This feels like the opportunity to do that. This feels like opportunity to stunt in front of the world. And boy, do I enjoy it when you can stunt in front of the world.
Yeah, no, look, it is that opportunity. It's undeniable. And I spent some time this weekend with some good, great friends of mine, Captain Dean from the podcast and his wife. That's a house divided, man. Like, you couldn't get a bigger... Oh,
Cowboys Texans?
His wife.
Oh, man.
His wife, Carrie, you couldn't get a bigger Cowboys fan.
Man.
Captain Dean's from Houston.
Apologies.
Big Houston fan. My sister lives in Dallas, not far from Arlington.
Is this the one you like?
Yeah, this is the one I like.
Okay.
and you know, already it's starting. Don't kid yourself. This is big. It's real big.
Cowboys fans are obnoxious too, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. I think the last time I was around, well, actually, it was Jackson's parent, I guess.
Okay.
Man, we was at the, I want to say we was at the watch party.
Mm-hmm.
And that was at Daly's at the time.
Okay.
And she was so obnoxious, man, because the Texans was playing.
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, nope, they about to lose.
Yep.
Oh, they suck.
Yep.
And I'm just like, man, what is your team doing? What is your team doing?
Right. Hey, listen, don't throw, what is it? Don't throw stones when you live in glass houses.
I'm like, what is your team doing?
And they got a glass house that blinds you when the sun comes through. You know what I mean?
And she's Nigerian. So she was
all right,
nice.
Well,
and
loud. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Hey.
Well, be careful with the way you're talking right now.
Hey, I'm just saying she was loud.
Yeah.
That is true.
She was just loud for no reason.
Be
like,
loud.
Man, who is this girl?
And you know what's going to happen if somehow, some way, the Texans don't get it done? Keep in mind now, well, let's go back to 2002. Cowboys were going to roll the Texans.
That was what they said.
Absolutely. They did it. And a lot of people don't remember this. I was covering the team on a daily basis back then. The Texans, their first ever squad. They got mocked and ridiculed and run off the field in a joint practice the week of that game. Like
I forgot. That is right. They had a joint practice.
They had a joint practice the week of that game. And the Texans were humiliated. Like, it was, you know, nobody was keeping score, but it was like they couldn't stop. They couldn't stop squat.
And that's the real humiliation when they could tell that you're losing without any level of scoreboard up there.
Cowboys players talking trash, laughing at the Texans team. Seth, I don't know if Seth, I was listening some, but not the whole show this morning. If he relayed this message, like, there were fights. The Cowboys players were laughing in the Texans play.
Is it a good joint practice though? If there's not a fight, like, I feel like that means that the energy's in the right place.
Bad. But yes, you're right. And then what happened? And 19-10.
19-10. Right. Like, that is going to be the refrain.
Yeah.
All the whole time. In fact, I do want to go back to that because you did mention that you were covering the team. Like, what were your memories? And, of course, dear listener, let us know on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610, in order to, you know, pre-act and get ourselves ready for the vibes of what should be the inevitable victory for the Texans over the Cowboys. What are your memories and what were the moments that you recall from the first time that the Texans went up and faced off against the Cowboys and got a victory?
Man,
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
An absolute shock, first of all. Let's go through the whole thing. Pre-game, obviously, that the Texans had not... See, there's so many aspects of that game that were just remarkable. Keep in mind, the Oilers were the last NFL team here. Tailgating was not allowed. A lot of people have forgotten that. You could not tailgate at Oilers games at the Astrodome. You couldn't do it. That's one of the first things that Bob McNair said is we're going to have tailgating. So the pregame was like the biggest parking lot party you've ever seen. It was just absolutely insane. Then you get in there, and I remember just the energy and the excitement. And then the Texans were kind of hanging around, man. They had some control early, and you could just kind of, it was like almost like a football opera. You could feel the energy and the, oh my gosh, they might just do this. Corey Bradford. Yeah, I remember it like it was yesterday. Like, Corey Bradford with some big catches. You know, obviously, you know, Seth Payne, I'm not trying to pander here, stud.
Man, he had a great game.
Gary Walker.
Didn't he get the first sack?
Well, he got a safety.
Apparently, yeah, that's under debate every time those guys meet up.
I don't think, did he get the credit? Or
yeah, he got the credit.
I think Gary got the credit
Walker,
on the day.
On the day,
and then when they reviewed the tape, they were like, Seth got there. They can't just have a half sack a piece that we can't do that, or
I hate those half sacks.
And then the you know, the ultimate thing, who's going to score the first touchdown? Billy Miller with that catch over the middle gets it done. Then the Texans hanging in there, the big play at the end to clinch it, and then the ultimate payback. Somebody help me out. 713-572-4610. Excuse me. A Texan safety, and I can't remember his name, who had been, obviously they had been ridiculed in the joint practice that week. After the game, he was just walking through the locker room yelling, tell them they got beat by Baylor. Tell them they got beat by Baylor. Tell them Baylor kicked their butt, because that's back when Baylor wasn't good. And he was sort of payback on all the trash talk that the Cowboys had that week. It was absolutely remarkable from start to finish. And it kind of gave you like legitimacy right off of you beat America's team.
Yeah, absolutely. Some texts that are coming in on the 5 Hour Energy fan line. 281 said they were in the Bud Box losing their mind, lost their voice that day. Such a great first game. 979 recalls they had to upgrade security after that game. That's why I don't like Cowboys fans. They were just heathens after losing and destroying people's cars in the lot. Oof. Someone said it was Kevin Williams or Lamont Evans. Do those names?
As soon as you say it, I'll remember it. Yeah.
Matt Stevens came in on the text line. I'm
looking it up in my old.
Marcus Coleman. Now we're playing.
It was Marcus Coleman.
Hey!
It was Marcus Coleman.
The winner, 3-4-6. They said they were 10 years old. It was crazy in there.
Yeah.
Man. Look.
Tell them they got beat by Baylor.
One of the things, and shout out to the Houston Chronicle, Sam Warren, and of course Jonathan M. Alexander put together a fantastic piece really detailing that, where obviously Seth's voice was lent to it, but then also some various other players and people that were there, like season ticket holders and such, when it came to that very first game. And the energy in that building is one of the things that pops off the page.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things I'm really interested in this game is what is the energy going to be like in the building at AT&T Stadium for this one? Because I know that there's Texans fans that are juiced.
They're driving
to
right
go
now.
Up there, that are driving up to go get up there and see what's popping there. The traveling Texans obviously get in there. Plus, the Cowboys, this is a down season for them. So, how hard are they? And not only a down season, I should say, before I move forward, right? This is a down season after a lot of disappointments in up seasons.
Yes.
So, they're you know, pissed, for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. And so I wonder, what's the distribution going to be like? And if D'Amico Ryans has any say, it'll be pretty good, because this was him last week talking about the opportunity to have his people turn up.
I mean, everything to us. We can get our fans' support there, and, we can – cause some havoc for them when they're on offense. I mean, if our fans show up like that, man, that would be outstanding. I know our guys would be very appreciative of that. You know, we've seen that a couple times in our stadium where the opposing team, their fans have, shown up and shown out and been loud. So for us to do that on the road, we would really appreciate that from our fans.
And the other part about this that's kind of sad, in a way.
Oh, what are you doing?
No. I think it's an opportunity.
You see him? He's about to put this negativity
for
in
this
here.
Team. No.
We're trying to get amped for the game.
I'm not
on a game day.
This is not breaking news. That game is still probably top three, if not number one, overall in the history of this organization.
Oh yeah, but how do you change that?
Do what we think they should be doing.
Do you think it's a possibility that this game can in any way compared to that one?
Not necessarily this game. I'm saying over the course of the season. Get to where we think, you're going to play in huge games.
Hell, sure.
You got Kansas City and the Ravens coming up. You start on a little roll, upset Kansas City. All of a sudden, things start to get good. Then you get into
some
the postseason.
Big-time playoff games.
No Texans team has ever gotten past the divisional round. Get past the divisional round. All of a sudden, that Cowboys win. That 19-10 starts dropping in the pecking order.
Look, I hear you on that, and shout out to the 346 who made the very obvious, but not, I'm not trying to denigrate it, but it's a good point. Super Bowl, right? Or where you make that plural, Super Bowls, right? That type of thing. But you always remember your first, right?
Yeah.
Not only was that your first victory, it was a in-state rival. It was a feeling of the Cowboys have always tried to talk about the Texans as little brother. Mm-hmm. So there was that aspect. There's just the natural city rivalries that existed yeah. long before of Houston mm-hmm. and Dallas. Like, I think all those things culminated to a particular game that I don't know that you'll even if the Texans actually even when the Texans ultimately mm-hmm. make it to that point where they are atop the league and they are, you know, showing themselves to be the best in the league,
yeah.
that game will always have a special place
will,
in this.
Yes, it will always have a special place. You just don't want it to be number one.
It's number one because of the Cowboys? If they play like the Falcons the first game, do you think it's still
sure.
that?
It's for sure. It's because it's the Cowboys.
It's not, part of it, for
not,
sure.
Not yeah. only because it's the first. How many teams? I think only two teams, maybe three. I know the Saints did it. Only two teams, their inaugural first ever NFL game, they won, you know, in terms of the expansion. Yeah. I think it was the Saints and the Texans. Only two.
Yeah, it's one of the tough things to do because you're an expansion franchise.
And then
it's the Cowboys.
Top of that, it's the Cowboys. And on top of that, it's at home. And on top of that, it's after the Oilers left and ditched you. You know, that's it was special. It was absolutely special. And that's why. And because it's Dallas, not just the Cowboys, because it's Dallas, that's why even today, you know, the lowly Cowboys, by the way, the Texans were lowly in 2002, you know, the lowly Cowboys.
That's what you think of on the, hey, don't get complacent.
Exactly.
I feel you.
The lowly Cowboys in complete disarray. By the way, they can't run the ball and they can't pass the ball. So, you know, they got that going for them.
So you're telling me they're going to teleport the ball. I got you.
Mm-hmm. They got to rely on special teams, baby, because that's about it. That's all they got going for them, if that. No, it's a special day, and it's going to be, you know, huge for the Texans. And they need to go ahead and work their ass. They need to go ahead and just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was telling some of my homeboys that are still up there, like, mm-hmm. hey, man, Detroit Lions part two coming to you, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. that is what the. Maybe it's unfair, but that's kind of the expectation I have. Like,
sure.
if for the get right game, as I have coined mm-hmm. it, not just a get right game. Hey, go out there and stun on these boys, right? Like, obviously, for all of the Houstonians, they have to deal with the Cowboys fan in their life. They'd be talking that mad cold cash, you know what, for no good reason, right? Like, do that for all the fine folks, but do it for yourselves, because this is a team that has not been able to put it all together on wax yeah. in a full 60-minute game. This feels like the perfect opportunity. To do that. Mm-hmm. And so it feels like, man, this is the time to get it done. This yep. is absolutely the time to get it done.
It is absolutely the time, and it's an exciting time, and it's Monday Night Football. That makes it even better.
Woo!
That makes it even better.
And
Monday
you
night.
Can make the career series 4-3.
4-3.
And pull it a lot closer yeah. to where it should be and where it ultimately seems like it is going, mm-hmm. which is being in the Cowboys' favor. Or sorry, the Texans' favor. That's a dollar. And then you can get to the point where I wanted to get to this where then the 713 could absolutely get this moment, or sorry, the 346 get this moment where CJ Stroud little brothers the Cowboys after the game, like the
oh,
Bears
yeah.
were claiming.
Oh yeah. Hey, Cooper, come here.
Hey, Cooper.
Let me
tell you something.
He got to do that to Micah Parsons.
Yes.
Hey, come here. You'll be all right.
You're going to be in this league for a long time. Hey, come here. Let me talk to you. Listen to what I'm saying. You're going to be a great player in this league.
That's right.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, I need that. I need that. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a Texans game day. You will get Monday Night Football right here on your home of the Texans, Sports Radio 610 later. But before we get there, let's keep it going here in the loop. Coming up next, let's get to the best of the weekend. There was quite a few really interesting things that happened in sports this weekend, including some top-tier AFC teams contending. Let's talk through some of the best of the weekend and what it might mean for the Houston area. We'll talk about it next.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.